So we thank God for this another opportunity. Again, if you have your Bibles, I'd like to share with you again out of the book of Hebrews, chapter 12, verses 1 and 2, and 25 through 27. 1 and 2 that you've already heard in your hearing. Wherefore, seeing we also are compassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which do so easily beset us, and let us run with patience the race that is set before us, looking unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is set down at the right hand of the throne of God. Verse 25, see that ye refuse not him that speaketh. For if they escape not who refused him that spake on earth, much more shall not we escape if we turn away from him that speaketh from heaven, whose voice then shook the earth. But now he hath promised, saying, yet once more, I shake not the earth only, but also heaven. And this word yet once more signified the removing of those things that are shaken, as of things that are made, that those things which cannot be shaken may remain. The base of those verses, we like to speak from a thought of subject this morning. It's time to get ready for our spiritual shakedown. It's time to get ready for our spiritual shakedown. By God's grace and his mercy, we've been allowed an opportunity to come and to share on this another day's journey. And we don't have anything to boast about. Sometimes we seem to act like we are doing God a favor just by coming to the house of God. Sometimes we sit so erect and we are so dignified and we have our minds made up that everything is all right. I got all the answers and everything is going to work out for my good. But I find this morning that we need to have a mind to just let God have his mighty way. God is able this morning to do what nobody else can do. One thing we have to learn is that God will be right there by our side. We thank God because if it wasn't for the Lord who was on our side, I don't know where we would be this morning. But I thank God that I know that he will never leave nor forsake us on this very special day here at Fowles Chapel as we get ready to celebrate homecoming. And we thank God that it's not a homegoing. We had so many homegoings. You ought to be glad to be able to come to homecoming, where we come back together and we share our love one with another. We thank God for his grace and his mercy. And we also have another opportunity just to give God praise. There are those of us this morning that could say through many dangers, toils, and snares, we have already come. We've had good days and we've had bad days. And there's a song that says, through it all, I've learned to trust in Jesus. And I've learned to trust in the power of God. For I found that in the power of God, God can make anything happen that needs to be done. So many times we go through the pressures of life and we find ourselves sort of trogged down. We are depressed and we're going through and we begin to wonder and to question, Lord, why is it that I'm always going through? But we got to understand that there's a time that we just got to give God glory and praise. There's going to be a time that you're going to go through some things in life, but as you go through, you ought to go through with a mindset that some way or another, God is going to work it out. I serve a loving and a merciful God. And when we get ready to think about homecoming, it can't help but make us remember our loved ones that have labored in this vineyard. All of those that did the work that we are trying to do now. All of those that have gone on. All of those that are in a better place than what we are in right now. And then we have those at homecoming that get an opportunity to come back, to just come back to where they began their Christian journey, to come back and to say, Lord, I just want to thank you because I'm glad that I know where home is. that there's someone that said there's no place like home. But we got to understand that home needs to be something very special to us. We thank God for our supporting guests and our visitors that come and share with us doing homecoming, because we realize that there's opportunities that we don't have the opportunity to share with one another week after week in the individual churches, but God allows us an opportunity to come together.
Amen.
I say to all of you this morning that it has been said that we need to have a closer walk with Christ Jesus. And I wonder this morning, did anybody take time out to pray for the revival? If you have not prayed for the revival, then I'm asking you now, begin to pray for our revival. Pray that God will bless us. Pray that God will bless the men of God that's going to come and declare his mighty word. Pray that during this revival that the sin sick and those that are lost will be able to come and realize that I can find refuge. I can find the peace of mind that I'm looking for if I can just get a little closer to Jesus. We got to understand that it's not only for the sinner man, but it's also for that laborer in the vineyard that has been going through and you've been drained out from one thing after another. It seems like every time you get one thing worked out, something else is already on your plate. But isn't it amazing how God just keeps on doing great things? God just keep on doing whatever it is that we need him to do. We got to ask God for a special prayer. A special prayer that we, the people of God, can get back in the driver's seat. Too many of us are just laid back. We are too comfortable and we're just going for the ride. But we got to get back into the driver's seat where we can have control of this situation. We got to get back recommitted and dedicated to the love of God. We got to get our devotion back. We got to get that thing down on the inside where, you know, when we first began to believe that God was on our side and we was excited and we was enthusiastic about just talking about Jesus and sharing the love of Jesus. And hadn't you imagined how, as time goes on, we seem to just cool off? And some of us act like unless we have a tragedy or we get broke down and out and disgusted that we don't call on the name of God. But there comes a time that we got to call on God when everything is going all right. We got to call on God when all of our bills are paid. We got to call on God when it seems like that everything is falling into our favor. There comes a time that you just got to call him just because you want to talk to him. Anybody just get a mind every now and again just to tell God thank you? Every day of your life, every now and again, you just have a mind that I just want to talk to Jesus. I want to thank God for the sunshine. I want to thank God that he made a way that I'm not that hot today. Everything got a cool breeze blowing. We got so much to be thankful for. The Bible declared that we got to understand that God is the one in control. We say that we love God and we got faith in God, but James said faith without works is dead. So we are looking for God to restore some of us. We are looking for God to resuscitate some of us. Some of us are walking around like zombies. Got life in our body, but we act like we don't have life at all. The Bible declares that everything that have breath ought to praise the Lord. But I wonder what happened to our praise. What happened to us that we done got so uppity that we can't praise God? You don't have to fall out in the floor. You don't have to scream to the top of your lung, but you ought to feel something down on the inside. You ought to have a mind every now and again to tell God thank you. You didn't wake up all by yourself this morning. I don't care what kind of bank account you got. You didn't get it all by yourself. God gave you the strength to go out there on that job and to make the provisions that you made. You owe God everything. Today is the day where we set the stage. We begin to work make the foundation so that the atmosphere will be all right for God to be blessing the people of God. We got to understand that we need some drawing effect. We need to have a power in the house of God that somebody will feel drawn to the cause of Christ. We ought to have a mind. We ought to live a way that we can know that God is right there by our side. As men and women of God, we got to understand that we got to be obedient to the word of God. You cannot continue to do everything your way. God's way is the best way. He said that if you want to go to heaven, Jesus said that you got to go by him. So in order to go by him, you got to learn how to be obedient. First of all, you got to learn who he is. He is King of Kings, Lord of Lords. He is the one that made it possible that we could come into this place called the earth. One thing is for sure this morning is that there is something wrong with every one of us in here. Every one of us that were created by the dust of the ground by God himself. And God breathed into our nostrils the breath of life, and now we are living souls. And David said, if we are living, then we ought to have a praise down on the inside. We ought to have a mind to tell God that everything will be all right. We ought to know and understand this morning that there is a purpose for all of our lives. We got to understand that God has everything already worked out for. The patterns of life has already been planned by God. The Bible declares that to everything, there's a season and a time to every purpose under the heaven. A time to be born and a time to die. A time to plant and a time to pluck up that which is planted. The Bible declared that there's a time to kill and a time to heal. A time to break down and a time to build up. A time to weep and a time to laugh. A time to mourn and a time to dance. A time to cast away stones and a time to gather stones together. A time to embrace and a time to refrain from embracing. The Bible declared that it's a time to get and a time to lose. A time to keep and a time to cast away. A time to rend and a time to sow. There's a time that you ought to keep silent. And then there's a time that you must speak. I believe this morning that it's our time now to get ourselves ready for a spiritual shakedown. It's time for us to prepare our minds and our hearts to receive the word of a mighty God. Everything in nature and human life is under a set scheme and has been appointed by God himself. The Bible declared that there's nothing new under the heavens. We like to think that we are doing things a new way. We ought to understand that everything that you come up with, somebody else has already done it before in their life. We try to act like that we got things that are brand new. But the Bible declared that that thing that you're doing now, somebody has already did it before. But I want to let you know that there comes a time you got to trust the power of God. In order for us to get ready for the spiritual shakedown, we got to put ourselves in a position to receive the word of God. Now, we understand that when the word of God was preached a long time ago as Moses began to get the laws from God, and as Moses stood there on Mount Sinai, and the Lord God gave him all of the law that man was to follow. We realize that man try to keep the laws of God. But how many of you know every now and again we don't keep all of God's law? But I come to tell you this morning that there was a time when the people of God, they began to complain and say, Lord, I don't want you to talk to us like that anymore. For the Bible said in the book of Exodus in the 20th chapter, and all the people saw the thundering. They saw the lightning. They saw the noise and the trumpet. They saw that the mountain began to smoke. And when the people saw it, they removed themselves, and they stood afar off. They said unto Moses, speak thou with us, and we will hear what let the Lord speak, and not let us die. In other words, when the Lord opened up his mouth, his voice was so powerful that it made the very mountain shake. When the Lord opened up his mouth, we were not able to hear what thus said the Lord, because we were too afraid of the power of God. But I come to let you know this morning that the Lord God's voice is going to ring out from the heavens. And you better get ready to receive what God has in store for us. For I stopped by to let you know this morning that there come a time that you can't do it your way, but you got to do it God's way. I come to tell you that when Moses was getting the laws of God, that they began to realize we can't go toward the mountain. Because if we touch the mountain, we are surely to die. But I stopped by to tell you, you don't have to worry about God anymore. For in that day and time, God was not approachable. The only way that they could come to God, they had to be led by God. So Moses was given special permission to come and get the laws of God. But as he got the laws of God, he began to hear the voice of God. The voice of God began to sound so loud that it began to make the very people tremble and be afraid. I want to know, are you afraid of the Lord this morning? Are you afraid of what God can do in your life? But I want to let you know this morning that we are getting ready for a spiritual shakedown. God is getting ready to take us and lead us. He's getting ready to check our lives out. And he began to examine your life this morning. Will the Lord find everything all right? But when we get ready for this spiritual reformation, God is going to take somebody and shake them loose. And when God began to shake you down, everything that is not eternal will be able to fall off and fall on the ground. But everything that you do for the love of God, I come to tell you that everything is going to be all right. God will make a way out of no way. I stop by to tell you this morning that the Lord will be right there by your side. I stop by to let you know that the Bible says whenever we get in the midst of our congregation, we got to remember the words of the Bible where it says, wherefore seeing we are also compassed about. So by so great a cloud of witnesses, there'll be a whole lot of people in the land this week. Whole lot of folks looking upon you. But I want to let you know we're going to still stand before God. God going to look us up and down. God going to look on the inside and on the outside. I want to let you know you might say, Lord, Lord, with your mouth, but if you don't have nothing down on the inside, you are just going through the motion. But I want to let you know this morning that it's time for us to get ready. Are you ready for your spiritual shakedown? For God is going to shake this church right now. God is going to find out who is real and who needs to be still. God going to start from the pulpit and work his way back to the door. God going to pick us up and turn us around. The Bible declares in the word of God that we cannot have a deaf ear to the word of the Almighty God. But when the Bible said when they begin to talk to God, when Moses began to talk to God, the people got afraid down on the inside and they tried to hide themselves. But I want to let you know this morning that you can't hide from God. I want to let you know this morning that everything is going to be all right. When you get ready for this spiritual shakedown, God is going to stand each one of us up and he's going to try us by the Spirit. He's going to find out if we got anything that is able to hold on and hold out. I want to let you know this morning that we got to look to Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith. He is the example that we got to go by. We cannot go by man, for man will fall down on you. Man will disappoint you. But I serve a God this morning that has never let me down. I serve a God this morning that has always been right there by my side. And I stop by to tell Files Chapel that it's revival time. And God wants us to get our house in order. God wants us to stop sitting around and halfway going through the motion. But God wants us to be about our Father's business. Well, it's time for us to get back to work. We was on fire for the Lord, but God done blessed us so much that we just sitting back like God owed us something. I want to tell somebody that if God gave you a job to do, you better get back on your job. Recommit yourself to the power of God. Stop using every excuse why you cannot go. Well, I believe that God wants somebody that says, shake me down. I want you to shake me down. I found out that everything is going to be all right. I thank God this morning when I look here in the word of God. The Bible says, see that you refuse not him that speaketh from the heavens on high, for you will not be able to escape the power of God, whose voice shook the very foundation. I'll shake those that rock. I'll shake those that stand. I'll shake those that preach. I'll shake those that sing. I'll shake those that testify for the goodness of the Lord our God. I want to let you know that it's time to get ready for a spiritual shakedown. God's going to shake you down. And after the revival is over, who shall be able to stand? Will anything be left? Or when God gets through shaking up, will everything we got fall to the ground? Or will we have something that is eternal, something that God can depend on, something that we know God will do? God will do anything. All we got to do is trust the power of God. But we got to get our house We got to get ready to get to meet the Lord. We got to get ready for revival time. We got to get ready to ask God to wash me thoroughly that I might be clean. Cleanse me that I might be whiter than snow. Fill me up, God, for I've been drowned out. Anybody feel drained? Anybody tired? In order to get tired, but don't give up. You better hold on and hold out. You better trust the power of God if you want to be revived. Anybody need God to come and see about you? Anybody need God in your house, in your finances, in your body this morning? Anybody need God to do what nobody else can do? I stop by to tell you that God will do what everybody else, when they turn their back on you, God will still be right by your side. I thank the Lord. I thank the Lord for being my God. I thank God. I thank God for watching over us in the rough time, making a way out of no way, being our bridge across troubled water. He's my friend. And because I got Jesus, everything gonna be all right. Anybody trusting God? Anybody loving God? Anybody ready for your spiritual shakedown? You better get ready. The Lord God, He's gonna do what needs to be done. Don't come talking about, He stepped on my feet. Step on it and walk on it. The key is, when the word get off your feet, you get on your feet and you start doing what thus said the Lord. God needs to shake us down. And what the word of God says is that if we refuse the word that comes from heaven, hallelujah, Jesus, we'll be lost and consumed in God's mighty fire. But if we hold on and trust the power of God, when we go through that spiritual shakedown, hallelujah, lay aside every unnecessary thing that is hindering you from being what God would have you to be. As you get ready to come to God's house this week, lay aside all of those excuses as to why you can't go and come and get your blessing. See, you got to take authority over your own life. And you got to speak some things into existence. You don't need the preacher. You don't need the deacons. You don't need nobody but your mouth, your faith, and your trust in God. You see, in the Old Testament, they had to have somebody to come and speak for them. But now, because of Jesus, God is approachable for all of us. You don't have to wait on nobody else to talk to your God. And you don't have to be afraid that when you talk to Him, that His voice is going to be so loud that it will frighten you to try to steal away. I want to hear what thus said the Lord. Can we get ourselves ready? Get ourselves ready for the word. That's what my job was this morning. Open up your minds, to get your heart to thinking and to warm yourself up for what's getting ready to come. It's the word, not the songs of the choirs. They're inspirational and they'll lift you up. But it's the word that's going to save you. It's the word that'll be able to keep you. So, Faust Chapel, we need the word. That's what we're looking for this week, is the word. And that word is what's going to give you your spiritual shakedown. Not your neighbor. Not the critic that know everything about you that's bad. But God, that knows your imperfections, but loves you anyway. Isn't it amazing how we stand with the love of a mighty God? He's good to us this morning, and he is able to do anything but fail. Hallelujah, Jesus. God is able this morning, and God wants you to stop being so hard on yourself. Know that God is by your side this morning. It's time for us to get ready for, and if you notice, I said our spiritual shakedown. Every one of us. I'm not going to address my thoughts. I'm going to let the word do the work. I guarantee you, from this afternoon throughout Thursday evening, the word that is coming to us is for us. Receive that word. Receive your shakedown. And at the benediction on Thursday evening, let's pray and hope that we still got some soldiers that's still standing and got something left to stand. For all the unnecessary things are going to be shaken off. But only that is eternal. So the essence is know beyond a shadow of a doubt what is temporary and what is eternal. What does your life mean to you? Every man, every woman, got to work out his own soul's salvation.